Oh, it's right there.
Right. All right. First of all, let me... Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. I'm going to be interviewing Betty Schrader, Mrs. Nelson C. Schrader, Jr., living at 868 Yorktown, Northville. Okay. All right, Betty, when did you come to Northville?
November 1939.
Is that the year you got married?
Yes.
And Nelson brought you... Where'd you meet Nelson?
In college at Michigan State.
Okay. Where were you married?
A joke. Russell, Kentucky.
Oh, all right.
We eloped, but our parents knew it.
Okay. So then, in other words, Nelson brought you back. Did you know that he was in the furniture business?
Oh, yes. That's why I knew him.
Oh, all right. So when you came to Northville, what was your first impression of Northville? Do you recall?
Well, yes. It was a nice little town. I was glad it was near Detroit, some place to get into a city and see a few more sights, but I really liked Northville.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the... Now, let's... Okay. Where did you first live when you came to Northville then?
On the corner of Main and West Street in an apartment which my husband's mother owned this home.
Okay. This eventually was the funeral home, or did it...
No, that was just a house they owned, which was right across the street from their own home.
And then the store that was on Center Street, has it always been on Center Street?
As long as I know, yes. I think they started it there. They came from Plymouth.
That's right. Okay. His dad really started the business in Plymouth.
And then yes. He and his brother, Fred Schrader, were in the business over there. And furniture and undertaking, which my family always were, too. That's why I knew Nelson. I mean, we had something in common when we met, I remember talking about that. And then Nelson's father decided to come over here, and Fred stayed in Plymouth, which is now the Plymouth Funeral, Schrader Funeral Home in Plymouth.
Okay, so there is that relationship.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the store when you came. Has it changed? Has it changed much from when? I know it's out of business now, but I mean, when you first got here.
Yes. Nelson bought two more buildings beside it and enlarged it, and he was constantly working on it, ripping it apart and improving the store and upgrading furniture, you know, as the city, you know, the town grew, sold different things. And
did you ever help out in the store?
No. Well, I helped him with bookwork some, but mostly at home when I did it. But I did help once in a great while for inventory and such.
The main clientele would have been residents of Northville.
Oh, yes. When I came here, it was just a little town with farms around the outside edge. It was, you know, no development of any kind.
Can you recall any of the stores near the furniture store that were there that are not there now?
Yeah, there was a hardware of, I think his name was, I remember one was Hammermeister. The Northville Record was across the street, and that was Louise, what is her husband's name? Cansfield was there at the time I came, and the post office was, I don't know if the post, I think the post office was nearby. I know Nelson built a new building for them, so which we owned the building. So, and I think there was a small post office there before that. and I can't.
There was remember. Was there a bank on the corner of Center and Main?
No, I think they were down the street when I came on Main Street. I guess the bank used to be there, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then there was the old Opera House was on the corner of.
Do you recall the Opera House?
I remember the building. It wasn't working when I was here. There was a meat market in it.
Right. Okay.
And I hear the man that ran it is. I don't know if he's still here or not. But I heard many stories from Nelson's mother about the Opera House and pulling up and. People, you know, they had carriages, I guess, and came to the shows, and it sounded pretty swell.
When they tore it down, I know the Cummings got most of the bricks.
Oh, did they?
And they built their house with the bricks from the Opera House.
Yeah, the Cummings that bought the paper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he came here later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, then there were some old restaurants I remember across the street. Skipper had a restaurant there. You know, one of those hash houses for dinner for 79 cents or something like that. And Coney Island and a few of those things. Then the Ritchie's laundry, I think it was, dry cleaning laundry they had there in dry cleaning. Ritchie Brothers.
But it really, okay, so on Center Street and Main Street, really from Dunlap to Main and Main sort of down toward what we have now, the town square, was really just, that was Northville, downtown.
What did you say, village to where? Main Street to what?
To the village square, where the gazebo is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Center Street.
Right.
That one block, where our store was.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was all there was to it.
Did you notice over the years that the furniture that Nelson was getting in changed in any way? I guess I really don't know what to ask.
Yes. Which I think it did most places. It used to be heavy mohair and frisees and upside down. And then it went into. We had more modern things. People were asking blonde wood and like that, you know. And then for a while, colonial was real big. Maple was real big out here. And then as time went by, we started into a little more designer things and mm-hmm. more expensive things.
Do you remember some of the employees?
Oh, yes. Harry Sedan, mm-hmm. who passed away this last year, he came with the store. I guess he had worked for whoever owned, I think it was, I don't remember for sure who they said owned the store before. But, and then there was a young Daryl Noller, who was an embalmer that had worked there. And through the years, a man that just passed away in Plymouth, who was a Northville man, I can't think of what his name is now, but anyway, he's a very nice person, was there for a long time, and Curly, I don't know what Curly's last name was, and he always wore a cap, I remember, and he did the janitor work about the store. He used to be, when I first remember seeing him, he was a janitor at the theater for years, and he was never married, but he was a nice, real nice man, very nice man. He ended up in Alma and the rest home. He passed away about 8-9 years ago.
Well, I recall the store as being always very attractive, and everybody was certainly very, very nice. I was surprised there was an elevator.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, that was there when I came, I think.
But is there an elevator in the funeral home?
Which funeral home?
Schrader's. I mean, Casterline's.
I don't know.
Because we were surprised.
Oh, he was a full-time employee at Schrader's always. I never knew him.
Uh-huh.
But
that might be the only elevator in Northville.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless there's one in the funeral home.
I have no idea.
Because mother was handicapped, and so to get her to the second floor, we had to take the elevator.
Uh-huh,
I didn't know any building was tall enough for one.
Well, if you look at the top of the building, I noticed it the other day how it needed painting. It's big square thing built on top of the roof, which that elevator,
sure.
I suppose the contraptions up there. But
that, if for big heavy furniture, you'd certainly get it up and down.
Of course,
when you think about
it. Well, now it's built a great big warehouse on the back end, and that's where they stored all the furniture, a lot of things.
Okay, now you say you were a member of Mother's Club.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the activities that you took part in back then?
I remember we used to do all our own work when we made money, and of course we had bake sales, and we had one thing I remember. We had a basket that we passed around to the members, which was kind of fun, and you had a name that you were to pass it to. I guess we must have drawn names. So you called and arranged with the person what night they wanted dinner, or what they wanted, and then you had the basket and you put it in, like if they wanted a pot roast with potatoes and gravy in it, you made it up and delivered it at whatever hour they'd like to have it. And then it was their responsibility to contact the next person. And that was kind of we thought that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't that much to do around here before. Nobody has time for those things anymore.
Well, no, what was the social life like?
Well, we kind of made our own, but we had lots of fun. We used the park a lot.
Where was the park?
Well, the hill.
I
don't know, where the dope fiends have been hanging out.
Oh, in Hyde's Park, okay.
Yes, I know, we'd meet there. But we'd just call in the afternoon and say, let's have a picnic. And it was always understood you brought your own meat. And everybody'd say, well, I'll bring the charcoal, and I'll bring a salad, and I'll bring something else. And we'd meet at 6:30 when everybody got in. Of course, it was kind of a sleeper town, too. A lot of the people worked in the city. And they would come home
at night.
Oh, yeah. A lot of our friends did. And then we'd all just meet. And then we'd always take our children. We'd take the whole family. And kids would have fun, play ball.
Did the store close on Wednesdays like so?
No.
No?
No. That was a big blow to my husband. He couldn't understand that one. My son told him he was going to close on Wednesdays. Nelson couldn't imagine. So, of course, we were open Saturdays all week, 6 days a week.
Right.
And everybody worked.
Yeah. But a lot of towns.
Little towns did that. All did that. Saturday was a big shopping day. But the modern trend is close on Wednesday, and help doesn't want to work that many hours either, and it was just always a problem of having enough help on the floor. Mm-hmm. And it was just better if they had one day off right in the middle of the week and everybody was happier. And lots of banks closed, lots of things closed on Wednesdays, and
but
it's just
Schrader's didn't,
not until the last years.
Mm-hmm.
No, after my son was there, after his dad. Well, no, Nelson was still living at the time. But
okay, now if you wanted to do something special, what did you and Nelson do? Like, you were going to celebrate your anniversary.
Well, we did a lot of hunting. And I hunted, and we have a hunting up north. And, we own hunting land. And we would go out west hunting. We'd go to Canada hunting moose, and out west hunting elk and deer and antelope.
Did other couples from Northville go with you?
No, we went alone. He went with fellows once in a while, but he and I, especially the last years when he had more time off, and then when he was retired, we did a lot of that. And we went to Florida all our life. My folks owned a home down there, and I used to take the children and go back down, and then he'd come down for part time, and I never stayed too long at one time. Then we would all, the four of us, go down. And I went back and forth. Of course, I did that before I was married, too. And I.
Okay, now, Nels, who's your firstborn? Sarah?
N.C.
N.C., okay. Where was he born?
At Sessions Hospital up here, which is a rest home now, I guess. Both of my children were born there. And Dr. Handorf, the old German doctor, was almost our doctor.
And in those days, how long did you stay in the...
10 days.
10 days.
I think 2 weeks. I think 10 days you put your feet down on hanging off the bed or something, you know. You could hardly stand it.
Right. And then they entered the public schools.
Oh, yes.
Went all the way through.
Uh-huh. Then they both went to Michigan State. And they were both married in college before they left college, lived in married housing a year. And then when they were through, our son decided that he wanted to take over. His dad said, you make up your mind what you want to do. So anyway, I think his junior year, he said he'd like to come back, he thought. So he came back. Well, we had a store going in Plymouth at that time. And so he put him over in the Plymouth store to see how he liked it. And he told him, he said, the day I'm 55, I'm walking out of here, so you make up your mind if you want it or not. Because if you do, he said, I don't want to be too old to back in if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know he came home that one night. He said, geez, I didn't know it was going to come so soon. He said, Ann came in this morning and said, Dad, I want it. He said, I guess we're retiring. He did, and we closed the Plymouth store and brought the best help over here. And he was getting his, you know, you get to a point, you got to get real big, or, you know, you have to keep expanding, and help is getting a situation. And this was a busier store, an old time store, so we just came back here and concentrated. And
did he fully retire?
Well, for the few years, I mean, the first few years, when we would come home, he would go down and check out the books and stuff like that. But the last years, yes, he just let him do the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, he was always available for...
Well, you were a close family.
Yeah,
so
very, very close family. We've always done everything
And then
together.
Sarah, she came back to Northville also?
Yes, uh-huh. She married a local boy. Both of them married local. I thought it was so odd when I came to Northville. Everybody was related. I thought, you know, anybody you'd speak of, they'd say, oh, yeah, he's somebody's cousin or something, or he married her sister or something. And my golly, it turns out both my children did, too. And but it was... kind of nice. We knew all about them and everything. And they all, four of them, both their mates went to Michigan State too,
mm-hmm.
graduated from there.
So what were some, Nick, do you remember some of the couples that you and Nelson went on picnics with?
Oh, yeah. We Waldo Truxell, Gladys Truxell, he had a diesel in General Motors. They lived out here. And Henry Grimshaw, who was, well, nobody now knows who they are. Anyway, Charlie Walker was, what did he make? Something for automobiles. He invented the trim around windows or something. And Henry always was with his uncle in that. And Alita and Kenny Kitchen. I don't remember what Kenny did. He didn't work in town either. Ted Cavell and Lou, who were local people. Dr. Cavell was an old veterinarian here, and that was his son. Then he moved over to Plymouth and was in the veterinary business. I'm speaking of the old times.
Well,
and then all the other local people, Bob and Ruth Mary, and of course we knew Russell and Ruth Mary Atchison, and Naomi and ours, and it just, we didn't know everybody in town, really.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well,
yes.
What have you noticed, what have you really, the biggest change in Northfield, what do you think it's been?
But you don't know anybody. You know, it's just, it's lost its friendliness, and it's kind of caring, I feel, which all big cities, you know, start to do that. When you think our town is still a little town because the immediate town can't get any bigger.
Okay, did you know the Friedels?
Oh, yes. Oh, we knew everybody. Sure, you knew everybody. You knew everybody.
Well, okay, you were a member of Women's Club,
uh-uh.
And I'm sure back then, and as it is now, it's really quite an honor to be a member of Women's Club.
Well, you might say.
Yeah. Well, the reason I mention that is because when I became president, Mrs. Friedel told my husband, asked him if he wasn't really proud, that because she never was a member of Women's Club because she was in the trade.
Well, maybe she had to work is mm-hmm. why she meant she
yeah.
couldn't have the time.
Yeah.
No, I have heard newer people in town say that as if it's such an honorable thing, and they finally got taken into Women's Club. And I mean, just everybody belonged to Women's Club. I never thought of it that way.
Okay,
before.
That's good. But now, when you joined, you had to put on a program, didn't you? Did you? Was that those years that the new members put on a program for the club?
Or
did that come later?
I don't remember what we did. They just gave you jobs, yeah, things you had to do, and
that still goes
you
on.
Did them? Yes. I don't really remember.
Where did they always meet at the Presbyterian Church, as far as you remember?
Oh, no, we always met in the old library, which was right across from the town hall on the side street. That building, you know, is down in the...
Milrose.
Yeah.
What did you called it, the library building?
It was a local library, the Wayne County Library.
Right.
It was a cute little building. And Women's Club was always there for all the time I was here.
Of course, Women's Club can use that building anytime they want without paying rent.
Oh, down that's in the Milrays? Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Dr. Lappin put that in her will or something. It's in our
oh.
and it's in our records. That,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she that's mm-hmm. there for whenever we want it. To, mm-hmm. And who knows what the future is going to bring for Women's Club. Of course, it's grown since you were a member.
Oh, my goodness, I don't know anybody there. I go, well, I'm just not in town. I'm away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm up north all summer, and then I'm hunting in the fall, and I'm up there, and I don't come home till first part of December. And
do you remember any of the women that joined when you joined?
Well, I would rather think Ellen Clark, who has passed away. Russ Clark was something in our bank at that time. She's a lovely person. And Ruth Mary Atchison, I think, was about maybe a year ahead of me in that. I don't remember. Naomi Atchison. I can't really think of... Well, I remember who was in it at the time. Maybe
well, you joined in 1941. That's 2 years after you moved here.
Probably. Uh-huh.
And well, it looks like... Well, you knew Mary Yaney?
Oh, I knew, sure.
Mm-hmm. Margaret Ely?
Yes.
She joined in, and of course, Araminta.
Mm-hmm. She was active in it.
And Versal Blackburn during the year you did.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I
just happened to see that.
I never was really hip on clubs that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the old-time ones that were active in at the time was Iris Kemp and Tekla Owen, which were original ones, Lillian Durison and Bid Taft and Peg Wood, they were all old. They were old time ones. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time I went to visit. I was expecting my first child, and of course you're a little bit more timid at that time. And the whole program was on birth control. I hadn't told anybody. That was so funny.
Well, now, okay, that's 41. Were they hiring the speakers, or were the members still doing giving their programs? They did that for a long time.
I think we would hire some, yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But I don't think we hired them every time, I think.
Well, I think that, did you meet more frequently then?
Yes, and we did work that we were, you know, we always worked for the school. And I remember we made all the curtains for the teacher's room and the school, and we did those things, too, in our home, that we would have a group come over for a night and sew, and everybody would volunteer. And we did those kind of things, too, in our meetings, I think. I think we did, as far as I can remember.
Do you have any other choice memories of Northville, things that any
seems like I would, doesn't it? It seems I've been away from here so long.
Well, when did Nelson pass away?
9 years ago in 79. Very suddenly up north. We were up at our place up north, just the two of us. And I went right back to Texas right after that, and not knowing if I'd stay 2 days or 2 weeks or all winter, and I stayed all winter. And I'm an avid golfer, and I'm on a golf course, so I decided that was the best therapy for me, that, and I have an organ at my house which I play, and that was great therapy to do that, at that year especially.
It was still, you said you went to the Academy of Art in Chicago, and you took dress design. Did you ever do anything with it? Are you a good sewer?
I was. I used to be able to cut patterns and look at anything in a window, you know, and copy it. But I've lost my ambition. I buy material once in a while still.
Did you sew for
that?
Sarah?
Some, yes, some. And I, when she was in college, I could make up something and just mail it to her. It would fit her.
Okay, where'd you basically shop?
Well, I think we shopped mostly in Birmingham at Jacobson's. Or you go downtown at Hudson in Detroit, or over Dan Arbor. You know, if you wanted to really think you were... Of course, that's the way we'd spend a day, or
a lot of the girls here.
We used to take the train to Detroit, which I tell my grandchildren now, they think it's so funny. We'd drive one person, of course, everybody didn't have a car. I mean, nobody had two cars, you know, and if you could have your car one day, somebody would drive and can spare it all day. We'd drive to Plymouth and park our car and get on the morning train and ride to Detroit. And they had a diner on there. We'd have coffee, you know, on the way down, and get off the, I guess it's the Grand Central Station, and we'd take a cab and go to Hudson's, and then we'd decide where we're going to have lunch, if we were going to lunch together. And if, like, if it was in Hudson's, we'd say we're going to meet at 12 o'clock or 12:30 or something, and everybody come up there, and we'd eat lunch, and then we'd say how much longer we were going to shop. And we had to be back, I think, 5 o'clock the train left the station. And then we'd all get back to the station on our own, and then we'd come out on the train at night, and then we'd drive home, you know. It was a big day.
Well, I'll tell you,
I had to hire a sitter all day. It was really pretty swell.
Well, did you have sitters, or did you have help?
Well, I had help some, yes. Had a swell lady and a swell girl from Salem. Ooh, I don't know. I think I heard that Velma, just the other day, they're a colored family out there, and She's a doctor in Detroit now. And they're very wonderful people. And then this lady used to come in, you know, do housework, but not live in. And then, yes, you could hire somebody, you know, to always clean up, do the extra things if you want, when you wanted them.
After you lived on Main Street, did you, where'd you, you, did you, you mentioned Orchard.
Orchard Drive, that's, yeah, we lived there most of our married life. We, the first house we bought, when I was expecting my daughter, the second one, I was up north, and my husband called, I've often laughed how different it is in these days. You know, girls are so fussy where they're going to live, and they pick everything out. And he called up and said, well, I bought a house today, and I was so excited and so happy. And so anyway, it was on West Street that was our first house.
Whereabouts?
Well, it was across from Clark's Garage.
So it would be in the block where...
Well, I'll tell you, Margaret Ely lives in the house next door now. It's a, I think it's painted. Well, Margaret Ely lived on the other side of us. I don't think she did then. Krueger's lived there. On the hill, that little white house that's cute with that stone fence, you know. And then a bungalow this side of it was where we lived.
Okay. Because and, Chuck was telling me that next to their house, which is at, what, 227 West Street, West there was a dump.
I think before we, yes, before...
So you would
before we bought it, and we bought that lot too. I remember we filled a lot in and had a landscaper come and plant grass. I remember how fast it grew. I was so amazed that they watered it every day and filled that hollow in.
So then you lived?
Well, I lived between where Ely's live now, you know, and the hill they lived after. They lived up on the hill before that. And there's a bungalow in the middle. That was our first house that he bought when I didn't even ever been in it. But I don't know how many years we lived there, not very long. And then we moved up on Orchard Drive, on the corner of Orchard Drive and Main Street. The Catholic priest lives there now. It's a woods, you know. And there's about 3 acres there, 3.5 acres. And that's where we lived for, I think, 30 years, till we sold and bought this here. But we were not even living in Northville at the time. We just bought this for to have a place in Northville if we ever wanted it, because we were spending all our time in Texas then and up north. But it was just time to get rid of that. We let it set for 7 years. You know, we'd come back, not do much there, and only put an order and then leave again. So it was kind of a waste.
But it, actually, Nelson and you had a good life here in Northville?
Very, very good. Very good. It was just, I can't think of anything bad about it at all. We had lots of nice friends and nice people and nice memories.
Good.
Good. That's the way life goes, I guess.
Yeah, it's sure. Where is Nelson buried?
In Pigeon River.
Oh.
That was his wish, and I wondered. It was going to be hard to do at the time, but it wasn't at all.
How did, now his, you said his mother did live here.
Yes. And she's buried here in Northville.
And at Rural Hill?
No, she didn't either. She's buried over in Plymouth. Over in Plymouth. That's where all the old-time Schrader family, his dad was buried over there, and that's where she wanted to be. But Nelson and I had made a decision to be cremated. That's the way we want it.
What was his mother's name?
Her name was Jerusha. Jerusha Schrader. And her name was Simpson before that. Very nice lady. I'd like to have her around now for a friend. I never thought I'd get this old.
Well, is there anything else you can think about? Because I, you know, we don't have to take up any more time.
Yeah. Do you? Well, if this is running, I can't ask you all these questions.
Well,
do you edit it out?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Do you want people to ramble on, or then you cut out what,
well,
what you don't
you,
want? Or well, I don't know anything else anyway, really.
Okay.
No, you know, you lose touch when you aren't around. We of course, seen people.
Now, did you know Pearl real well?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Pearl and Alf, we've known them ever since. And they only lived, you know, a block and a half down from us, and so they'd be back and forth playing cards with us. And then her husband, the old-time Parameters, lived right next door to us always on Archer Drive, so I knew that whole family very well. They were swell people. And Lou Stewart, who owned the drugstore for years and years, lived across the street from us on the corner on Orchard Drive. And the Guernsey dairy people. What is their name? McGuire's lived down the street. And old-time Brent's lived down there. And then the Catholic, you know, when I first came here, there were hardly any Catholics. It was a little weeny white wood Catholic church on the corner of Thayer and Orchard Drive, and it faced Thayer, and I don't know how come all of a sudden they built a school, I think, more because people started to move out here. It seemed a lot of Catholic people moved out, and they built a school, a grade school. And, well, our children used to play across the street. It was a nice big hollow with a swell pear tree right on the street. My daughter had a horse, and she'd sit on her horse, I remember, and pick pears. I'll never forget the day they cut the pear tree down. I was just sick. And then they put the sign up. And the children used to play baseball over there, and then and they skied down this hill, because there's a big hollow goes all along behind Thayer there and Main Street. And then they put a sign up, future site of Our Lady of Victory School, I think it was. Oh, I remember all little kids in the neighborhood, they'd pull a sign down when they were playing baseball.
Well, if you pulled the sign down, maybe the school wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's what they hoped. You know, that was their playground. And anyway, when they built the school, it seemed, then I guess, you know, lots more people moved out because of having their own school, which was nice. And then they built a big, big church. So that's the way things change, you know. And then the Stewarts sold their house on the corner. That's where the nuns live now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that whole area has changed very much. And in fact, that's why we decided to get out of there. You know, they throw the sandwich wrappers. The woods was full of mess. You know, all was messed up. And people parking. You couldn't get out of our driveway a lot of the time. It got to be kind of a nuisance.
Yes, and I guess it still is a problem, isn't it? Parking over there, particularly on Sunday. And
I suppose it is. I don't. Well, they made a lot of parking lot in that. In that school area, they've got it all blacktop, but it's just gotten rather commercial now. And I hate to look at our house. They've taken all the bushes down and the trees down, and it's just very different. But you don't look back.
No.
So.
No, you don't look back, but, you know, sometimes we're, I think the concern is that we're going to forget some of those good things that happened.
Yeah.
And,
I don't seem to dwell on that.
But it was a good time to be growing up, or living.
Very
here.
Wonderful, wonderful time. And it was a good time when I had my children in town growing up. It was before the dope and before all the big problems with teenagers. You know, they had fun too.
Where'd Sarah keep her horse?
In behind there. What was his name? Lived down the street from us. Oh, I can just see him now. Anyway, he had a horse for his daughter. And Sarah wanted a horse so bad, and so I know we debated, the family, should we have a horse or a swimming pool or a tennis court? And anyway, the horse won out. And but her dad always said it was the best investment he ever made, because it sure filled those early teen years for her. Because he said, anyway, he built a little barn in the back for the horse, way at the far back corner, and then a paddock in front of it, and two areas all fenced for the horse to roam in there, and which was way back, you know, there's a lot of yard there. And he told her, the first day he had to tell her to take care of her horse. The horse was going. It was her obligation. And she never missed. And she didn't have water out there. She had to carry all the water for that horse and shovel the manure and clean her little barn up. And then she had a little tack room. One of her best chums out on Sheldon Road, Kathy, I forgot Kathy's last name, had a horse. And so Kathy would bring her horse over, a Mohawk, and our horse was Jeep. And they'd stay all night. They had a bunk in there, and their radio and all. And they'd take their food out for breakfast, and they'd... I know I bought an awful lot of shampoo those years, because they'd use it on their horse.
Oh, really?
They'd pull a hose out, you know, in the paddock, and they'd wash these horses and brush their tails and work on them. And then, of course, they would ride. You know, you could ride. You didn't have to worry about them. And there was nothing across Main Street but a couple, three houses along Main Street. But there was nothing in the back. So they could ride all through there over to 8 Mile Road with nothing going on at all. And then Sarah would take her horse out to Kathy's house and stay. And they'd stay all night. And there were quite a few children had horses around here at that time. And so they had lots of fun.
Did they? Did she ever enter any competition?
Well, yes, the fair had, they were Western.
Mm-hmm.
And she was never interested in jumping and all that. She just loved taking care of the animal as much as riding him, I think. You know, she'd walk around, he'd follow her and nudge her, you know, mm-hmm. and push her around. And yeah. She just had fun with him. She treated him like a pet, like a dog. And in fact, one day I came home, and she had him on the screened-in back porch. We had quite a time turning him around and getting him out. But he was kind of fun to have. Whenever I'd walk through the dining room, he could see, because the windows from the kitchen would reflect. And he'd run to the fence and whinny, you know. I enjoyed him, too. And we'd take him up north in the summer.
Hmm.
He'd have one of the boys from the store drive him up with her, and she'd ride with him, of course. Hmm. And she'd have him up there in the summertime when we were there.
So the fair was still pretty active at
that
time.
Well, yes, yes. And they always had something for Western. And she usually got a prize every time, because they had three prizes, and there were only about three children in it. So they all get a ribbon, you know.
Well, that's one thing. See, there, we've lost the fair.
We don't have
the North
of
the fair.
No, that was a big thing. And Nelson was, his dad had been president of the fair board, and when his father died, they just put him on the job, and he was only, you know, he quit college and came back to start running that business, which he hadn't planned to do. He was only 21 years old.
Hmm.
And he was president of the fair board, and he spent many, many years on that board.
Well, was he also president of the village?
I don't remember all their... No, he was never mayor.
No.
That wasn't
because we weren't a city then.
Do. No.
It was back in the 20s, though, I think.
So. Yeah, but he helped organize a businessman's thing, and he fought hard for parking lots and to clean out the alleys or old funny looking old buildings around Northville. He was on the school board for years, president of the school board for a long time, and I think he was 10 years on the school board and worked real hard on that. And I think being he was local too, when they'd build, you know, he'd be right up there watching them. And I remember one interesting thing when they built the new high school. He went up one day to look, and they had an open courtyard in the middle, so there'd be light into the rooms, you know, and square around. Let's see, what was it? They had a laundry, I know. I remember one thing. They had a, oh, yeah, they had no door out to it. It was going to be grass and everything in there. It was going to be really pretty. And he said, well, how are they going to mow the grass? There was no way to get in. And then another time when they built the high school, they built a laundry to wash the athletes' suits and such, you know, or equipment, whatever they have to wash. And that was going to be pretty nice. And he went up for that. And he looked at the doorway and measured it, and it wasn't large enough to get washing machines through. So, you know, you kind of have to keep somebody
right
on the job watching those, as you do now.
Mm-hmm.
But he was interested in that practical part of things.
So he was very active in the
very, team. Very, extremely conscientious about Northville, yes, he really was. Not in a flashy way, but always seemed he... I know my mother said once, she said, I just worry about you, so you're alone so much up here in that woods. Of course, we had a lot of woods around, you know. Said, Nelson is out so much at night to meetings, and he was. He just was so active, and, well, you know, being on all these different committees and following them through. But when there's a job to be done, you get it done. That was his philosophy. It's kind of a far cry from now.
Yes, right.
These days.
Yes.
You know, you're looking for how much time off they have nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. It's not the same.
Yeah, and in our store, you know, everybody did everything. Anybody would help unload furniture off the trucks. They'd dust the furniture. They'd wash the windows. They'd go on calls with, you know, they'd help deliver. And it's now a big trucking firm comes in the alley loaded. They won't lift. The driver can't lift, you know. He's got to have somebody do the unloading for him. People in the store, they want to sell. Or a janitor cleans. And everybody, this is... And they want 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they work 8 hours, which is the way the world goes. That's, I remember he came home one day, and he walked in the door, and he said, my fuse is just getting too short. I got to get out of here. He's like, I can't take this anymore. But, you know, merchandise doesn't come in perfect, just like nothing does these days. And customers are, you know,